And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
You're with your baby.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 833, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I have a question for you. Are you following Van Saves Lives, Jeff Murphy, and Jim and Them on Instagram? Why not? We just went to a trip to Japan, and we have all sorts of cool stuff on there for you to see. That sounds like fun. You should check it out.
Are also you on the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, are you on the Patreon? At patreon.com/Jim and Them? Why not? There's a free tier where you can jump on there and hear all sorts of free shows that I handpicked myself that I think are great, both new and old. That's my question for you. If you don't have an answer, you better dig deep and you better find one, or else I'm going to send someone after you. Who am I going to send after you? Why, I'm going to send the muscle, Jeff Murphy.
Whoa, it's Friday the 13th, everybody. Or as I like to call it, Guy Day the 13th. Where's the ladies at? Woo! I'd like to stab them with my machete. Woo! 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 Oh yeah, I'm at the bottom of the lake dusting my broom. Hubba hubba. Yeah, we're thinking about girls, baby. Where are the girls? Why don't girls like me? Why does nobody like me? That's just a little spooky humor for you, me, Jeff, the comedian. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. Who is the man behind the mask? Could it possibly be Jim Scampoli?
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. As Mike mentioned, we just were on a whirlwind adventure traversing the globe, where we went to Japan. We have lots of stories to tell, but before we get into any of that, we do have to check in with our friends.
Christ.
Yeah. chocolate cookie.
Big AJ, you got chocolate everywhere from your double chunk chocolate cookie.
And I'm out of Philips Sonicare premium brush heads. We partner with Philips Sonicare, and everyone knows how much Big
folks.
Justice and I love our Philips Sonicare Optimal Clean electric toothbrushes.
Because they keep our teeth healthier, cleaner, and whiter.
Now, our favorite premium brush heads are also on sale at Costco from August 28th through September 22nd.
Just look at these premium plaque control toothbrush heads. They're created to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush.
The soft rubber sides
that is true.
Flex adapt to the shape of your cheekbones.
Yes.
This guy.
I like how we don't have any. We have none of our own ads, but we're playing their ad and we're not seeing a fucking word.
No, we're boosting their ad, dude. We're just impressed with the, like, they could just turn it on and off. They could just go ahead. They can translate their thing to even an advertisement.
What I will
say is,
on the side in the comments, I expected at least one of those things to be snarky. It's just a bunch of like supportive comments about it.
Yeah, because we love them, and it's four times the clean of a regular brush. That's a flex.
Since when is he Big AJ? I thought it was AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, that's true. He is just AJ. He is trying to work that in now, isn't he?
I don't like that.
Yeah, we're working on the ads. Don't worry. We'll have plenty of ads coming for you guys. Maybe.
Four times more surface contact than a regular brush head for a deeper cleaning in hard-to-reach places.
And just look at these premium Diamond Clean Tube brush heads. They have densely packed diamond-shaped bristles.
They're created to remove up to seven times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. Thanks to their diamond-shaped design bristles that remove surface stains caused by food
and
drinks.
This just goes on and on.
Including double chunk chocolate cookies.
Woo!
For up to a 100% whiter smile in just 7 days.
You should replace your brush heads every 3 months or as needed if you want a healthier, cleaner, and whiter smile.
Don't forget to get your Philips Sonicare premium brush heads on sale at Costco from August 28th through September 22nd. Philips Sonicare premium brush heads, get a big
I didn't know if they were going to get a boom or not. I wasn't sure.
Does them giving it a boom devalue the boom?
No.
Should they have come up with a new thing that's for their ads so that the booms remains clean?
Because they wouldn't accept a sponsorship from something that was less than a boom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't just give a boom to anything.
But
yeah.
What if you were sitting... But what if you what if you were saying, like, no, we'll create our, like, your very own thing?
No, that's the thing, is they're giving a boom. That's why they're they're not sponsoring them because they're getting paid. It's because the product gets a boom. So it goes hand in hand. If something ever, like, deserved a doom, they wouldn't even be doing an ad for it.
I love looking at Big AJ with cookie mouth.
I don't know.
He's got chocolate chunk cookie mouth.
You shouldn't believe
that. Big AJ.
What if we got Cookie Monster and Big AJ in the same room? That'd be awesome.
We're calling him Big AJ.
He said he's Big AJ. He's Big AJ.
He's not Big AJ.
Calling him Big AJ gets a big boom for me.
I just wanted to check in real quick and also just spread some product placement
and also,
out for
look
the audience.
Look at how jacked he is, dude. Every time he takes his shirt off, I'm astonished.
He's a nice boxy gentleman.
Yeah, he's a barrel-chested man.
Yeah, he's a barrel-chested
Those traps
fool.
Get a big big joom. I meant to say boom or whatever.
Joom. That's the month that Corey's real birthday is.
Ooh.
But yeah, we're doing this on the fly here. I tried to pull some stuff real quick.
Ooh, nice.
We didn't have any time to really prep because, like we said, basically we were up till 4 a.m. last night after Horror Nights, and then we drove back from L.A. today.
We woke up and drove pretty much immediately.
Yeah, but
and then we immediately started the show.
But I did want to check in because when we did the show last week, we were in Tokyo, and the next day we flew out to Osaka.
Yeah, I can't believe that was a 2-hour long episode. It felt like it was like 40 minutes long.
Yes, yeah, and We got on the train, first train in Osaka, we ran into this old gentleman. What was his name?
Masahiro.
Yeah, Masahiro.
Masahiro. Yeah. Okay. Now, I do have some of the footage here. One second.
Because he was asking me about my tattoo. I have a Sailor Moon tattoo in kanji on my arm. Oh, I didn't know you had on-train stuff.
Yeah, he is.
That's the context. That's him. He notices it and asks me. Then he starts asking me about Trump and Kamala.
Well, because
Jeff want to talk to him about Trump.
Yeah, he loves America. He's a big America guy.
Yeah,
he loves Ohtani.
That's Osaka vibes.
Yeah, Shuhei Ohtani is like one thing I learned about Japan just in general. The national pride for that man is fucking sky high. Mm. Japan loves Shuhei Ohtani.
But he also, I mean, before he got into any of that, he was just talking about USA and Trump and Kamala Harris. Like he's got a fetish for the white men. What'd he say? That was not playing. Hold on.
And he knows your ass.
I was trying to do this on the. I was trying to do this on the fly. It might be because it's 4K. Hold on. I might not be
really
able to
let myself go.
Because basically,
I think it's a fanny pack and the Japan bloat.
Hold on. I gotta try to play this in something else.
Okay.
that's the dad.
Well, yeah, I can set a little more up because yeah, we were on a train. We had just gotten to Osaka and we were going to Dunbaro Alley, which is kind of like it's kind of like a mix for the Japan heads out there. It's kind of like Akihabara mixed with Shibuya. It's sort of like lots of food, lots of lights, lots of like nightlife stuff.
Yeah,
but in like in a very elaborate and visual way. That's why it kind of feels like it combines the Shibuya and the Akihabara.
Yeah, that's just for our slant heads out there.
And we were out there, Jesus Christ, Jeff. And we were out there, like we wanted to get some food, and we kind of wanted to just see what that section of town had to offer. So we were riding the train over, and the gentleman you're going to see the video of, Masahiro. Yeah, just kind of struck up a conversation. And then afterwards, we were kind of like saying bye, but it turned out that we were both getting off on the same stop. So then the conversation...
But I don't think we were.
No, no.
I think he just kind of was like, no, I'm going to follow these
we
guys.
Were, me and Jeff were already standing up, and he stood up for that stop.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I don't buy it. We had made no, like, we had made no signs that that was the stop we were about to get off on. He stood up, and he was getting ready, like, leading up to it. And so then he was like, oh, well, where are you guys going? And then it seemed like he was under the impression that perhaps we were lost,
this is
even
where
though
Mike
he
wanted
was
to
offering
ditch him.
Things up.
This is where Mike wanted to ditch him, though.
Well, yeah, you guys were both thinking the worst of
Well, I was thinking of ditching him after, but Mike wanted to ditch him immediately.
I didn't want to ditch him. He walked off. I thought he had left.
Well, no, but I was like, I think he's coming back. And you were like, nah, he's not. We could just go. If he comes back,
Dude,
we'll be gone.
He was gone for a while.
Yeah, because it turns out he was just like going to find out where our stop was. What a G. Well, that gets a big boom. For
I mean, to be fair, though, he was less helpful than like we already had directions. Like, yeah.
He was trying.
I appreciate the effort. But if anything, he kind of made it like less helpful in that moment.
And he knows your
was that?
House.
I heard a bomb somewhere.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm still trying to fix that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he ended up, like, asking us where we were going and, like, saying, like, we were telling him the exits, but we kind of knew where the exits were, but, like, he wanted to lead us to one exit, but there were multiple exits. So I think he was under the impression we knew less than we did. By no means are we, like, pros, but this is when we've gone to Japan before. Two, we had gotten our sea legs back and we kind of had figured everything out. There we go. It's moving.
Jesus but yeah, hold Christ. On. I gotta make sure I could pull it up.
Jeff's really having a
really bad angle.
Negative dysmorphic moment.
I don't know if it's dysmorphic. I look like I'm pregnant with a Japanese baby. Had to shit out some tapenaki.
I might not be able to pull it up.
But
I guess we'll just have to paint the picture.
Oh, you can't pull this up?
No, it's not showing.
Oh, weird. Okay, that sucks. Then I'll just keep
just keep going.
Yeah. So then, so he led us technically to where we were going,
mm-hmm.
but along the way, rather than just kind of like, well, there you go. It was like, he'd stop by shop vendors because he had asked us about Shohei Ohtani on the train. He'd like show us LA hats and Dodger hats and Dodger memorabilia. Just kind of like point to it and we'd be like, yeah. But then he wanted to like keep showing it to us. And like he knew we didn't speak English, but one of his things was he kept trying to kind of have the conversation with us as if we were just going to sort of magically pick up on it. And so often we didn't know, like we had to keep reminding him, like, you're going to have to show us, not tell us, dude. We can't get much out of that.
And he was showing us on there.
I mean, he was. So after about like 7 hat vendors later, we eventually got to this bridge that was kind of in the middle. And Jim had found this guy dressed like Santa Claus that was trying to lure people into bars. Yeah. And eventually I was just like, Masahiro, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for the help. We got
Although
go
we
do
tried
some stuff.
To do that a bunch of times. We tried to like...
It was the third time I tried to do it.
Yeah.
One without translate, one with translate, and then a third time just like to him like, hey man, we're going this way. We're not going that way. And he did shake our hands and he bowed to us and... He was a great guy, Masahiro. We kept making references to him the rest of the trip.
Yeah, he walked up to like an Indian lady and he was like, India.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was. No, that's what because that's the only thing that made me second guess him because I was like, oh, he talks to anyone.
Like, I miss that.
He's just a lonely old man looking for his place. Because
he saw, they were clearly Indian tourists, and he just walked up to them and said, India. He just goes, oh, India. And they're like, yes. But then he was too busy. He was helping us.
Yeah.
Actually, let me try this here. This might work.
He's lucky he wasn't a girl. It would have been like Bob's Bobs. Hey, it's working.
Yeah, this is where we're... I don't know if I have audio, though.
This is at the train station when we tried to leave him, but we stuck around for another 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yes, yeah, so that was me saying goodbye.
And he's back.
We made the mistake of going, like, stopping for 2 seconds and going, like, which direction is the exit just to look?
I guess he thought we needed help.
Like, it was the equivalent of, like, going into a restaurant and looking up and being like, okay, what number is the combo I want? And then someone thinking, oh, he doesn't know anything on the menu, and then going over it item by item with you, and really you're just going like, hey, I was just double checking what number it was, dude.
Our names, we're Jeff and Mike's son.
This guy rules. I love him.
No, Masahiro's great.
Yeah, this was our new Osakan friend.
Yeah, he asked our names, and we asked his name, and he called us Jake and
Mike. There it is. Yeah, India.
That's right. He sees this human and just says India to them.
India.
Japan. She like owned him. She's used to dealing with Indian men. She shut him down immediately.
But he acted like he's like, yeah, it is me. And then he's just like, well, I'm back off to hang out with Mike.
Everybody.
Caucus Mountain.
He talks to everybody. Oh, yeah. See, here we go. Right side, baby.
Shinji Ikari, all grown up.
Except for Masahiro. He didn't follow the rules.
Oh, and he gave your girl a little bear.
Yeah, it was like run over and stepped on.
You guys are such haters.
He saw dirty garbage on the escalator and then picked it up.
It was his. Looked at it and he pulled it out of his bag.
No. I watched him pick it up off the like side of the escalator.
And put it in his bag.
And like look and notice how dirty it was and then hand it to Stella. Yeah. I didn't notice her throw it away, but I assume she did.
Yeah, no, she threw it away.
He has have dark hearts. This guy was like...
He was a nice guy, but he's literally just a bum you'd run into anywhere else.
We keep saying
he's
we like him. We're having
he is,
fun.
Though. He's a bum.
He's not. He's just a lonely old man. He had clean shoes and shit.
No, he's the TikTok guy we watch.
No. This guy has a home. Kuma. See, I knew Kuma.
Kuma wa... beer. Yeah.
It was also tricky when he spoke English because he had the mask on.
Yes, yeah. But it really became a thing of like... I mean, again... I'm not trying to shit on this guy, but like he kept just following us around, and I was like, we didn't know how to say like, okay, we're good, like we're fine.
Because I tried one time saying it, then you saw another time I typed it up, and I literally typed, "Hey, we've got a place to be. Thank you so much. We appreciate it."
Oh yeah, and he goes, "Yeah, which way are you going?" We're like, "This way." And he's like, "Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'll go this way too."
And I think there's probably a camera of that. And then eventually, when we got to the bridge, and you went off, he wanted to keep going. And we were kind of past where we wanted to go, so that's when we were able to walk back.
Then that's when he was like, these fucking slow Americans, I have places to be. Yeah. Jesus, I gotta go.
He goes back to his castle where he lives. Could have shown them the world.
He lives in Osaka Castle.
I did feel like I was just like walking around with my uncle. Like, look at us. Look at me and him. Look at me and Masahiro.
He's pointing at stuff.
Train.
Well, no.
India.
Every dude. That's what he was doing. He was pointing at he'd be like, restaurant, clothes, food. And then he'd just say the names of stuff. And he really was just pointing things out and just saying what he was pointing at.
That's what Mike said. He just kills us. He brings us somewhere and murders us.
And he kept double checking that you guys hadn't like fallen behind.
I mean, he was a helpful man. He was a helpful elderly gentleman. It's just hard to get out of the mindset of like, you know, I mean, obviously Japan is, you know, very safe or whatever. But anywhere you go, if it's not where you're from, there's always a risk. There are scammers everywhere.
Someone could be wanting to grind us up and put us in teppanyaki. Yeah.
Or even not just murder us, but just like, you know, rob us, have us beat the shit beaten out of us, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, not in Osaka.
What if he leads us around a corner and a bunch of toughs wearing high school uniforms are waiting there with bats and chains?
I'm sure we put our hands on their foreheads and they go,
yeah. I'm sure many a weeb has been like, not in Osaka. And then they get robbed. Right.
Then we
whatever.
Get River City ransomed.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd try to do CPR on you, but it might crush the rocks inside your chest.
Gravitating person.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to Dotonbori. Very cool.
He's got a Coke nail, though.
Yeah, we have to go buy him a shirt. You buy me a Donald Trump shirt. Oh, actually, yeah, because Jeff started chanting Trump.
Yeah, you guys got all nervous. So
yeah, because you were chanting Trump on a train.
Yeah, like Japan's not going to love Trump.
Do they love Trump?
Yeah. Do you think they like the black lady more? What the fuck? India.
No, he's been trying to do
no, it. Yeah, no, yeah, he is. I was I was loving it at first, but at a certain point, I'm like, all right, this is going too far now.
You guys have Dark Souls.
Jeff's saying the same thing back then as he is now.
Yeah. I'm not a flip-flopper.
Yeah, Jeff, the guy that hates everything, all of a sudden liked something.
Yeah, I love Japan. I love Masahiro.
All of a sudden liked something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy that immediately thinks the worst of every guy.
Oh. Who? You?
You.
What are you talking about?
You thought the worst of Masahiro and he's just a nice guy.
No, you never listen to what anyone says when they slightly disagree with you. You constantly just say what you're saying. I even said, I was like, yeah, this was fun. Now it's like, how do we get rid of this guy in a nice way?
Yeah, but the whole time you're like, this is a setup.
No, I mean, I was joking. I was making jokes. Yeah, he's going to kill us. I didn't think he was really going to murder us.
I don't know. I thought we should have followed this.
He'd be fine if he murdered you.
I thought we would follow this thread through, and it was immediately, how do we get rid of this? The only guy that talked to us. It wasn't immediately.
That's not true. This is like 10 minutes in. This is like 10 minutes later. Yeah.
Well, and it's not like he, and this is not like a dunk on him, but he wasn't doing anything for us at that point. He led us to where we wanted to go, which was cool. And then at some point in time, he was trying to talk to us in a language we didn't understand.
He's just trying to get content, Masahiro content.
Yeah, I just want to see when he brings us to, he starts pointing at products to us.
Well, and then people at the stores were like trying to buy, like, well, do you want to buy? It's like, no.
Yeah, he just starts.
Ohtani guy.
Oh.
New York Yankees.
Yankees, baby. Yeah. Yankees suck, though.
He's Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Oh, there are Hunch and Tigers hats there,
no
Jim.
Boston,
we didn't even know
that. That was before we became super fans of the Hunch and Tigers.
Yeah, in the top right corner. I didn't even notice.
Well, see you later. Yeah, I just kept trying to do that. I was like, well, all right. But I don't know the Japanese way to say
sayonara.
But like, you know, there's always that tone. Like it used to be when you talk on the phone more, you'd always like have that. Your inflection would change a bit and everyone would understand like, oh, okay, we're about to wrap up this conversation. But I mean, no one talks on the phone anymore.
I think it's John A. actually. I know in our video earlier, I said something different. I think John A. might be goodbye. It's either goodbye or goodnight.
What about sayonara?
Sayonara is a version of goodbye as well, I believe.
But not without even saying goodbye. I was trying to figure out what would the tone be.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually there's just that thing where everyone kind of. But then again, if you work retail, you know that there are those people that ignore that as well.
They pick up on the social cues
when they just keep following you around, and you kind of be like, "Well, all right, well that's great." And then you go to walk away and they go, oh, and another thing that my mom does that bugs me.
Well, social cues are all over the place when there's also a language barrier.
True. No, don't get me wrong. I love that we ran into this guy. This was great.
The Santa Claus guy was great, too.
Yes, yeah.
He should be coming up, I think.
He's just still telling us, yep, Yankee hat.
I went and stood over there because I didn't want the lady who thought we were clearly shopping to know that we weren't. I didn't want to be involved.
Osaka Tigers?
Anaheim Rangers.
Anaheim Rangers. No.
The Angels.
Angels.
Yeah, Anaheim Angels.
See, I don't know that, but. All right.
Well. All right. It's been great.
On we go.
Man, Japan, Osaka rocks.
Yeah, Osaka's great.
Look at us just walking around in Osaka.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I must us have and
our dad.
I must have the drunk Santa guy.
Well, yeah, because we got another Trump chant going on the bridge, and I know that was filmed. And
yeah, that was the big one.
What, did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the one when we were kind of like, what are you doing? Hold on. I mean, like I said, we're doing this on the fly here. I haven't really gotten a chance to go through this footage yet.
Yeah, this is just showing, he's showing us more steal, LA hats.
Steal us another hat.
Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe you'll steal one for us.
Well, I even was trying, like, there was an athletics hat, the hat I was wearing. I was like pointing at it, and he didn't care.
He did keep grabbing hats out of stores and walking surprisingly far from the store.
Yeah, we would leave the shop, and he'd pull it out of the shop and walk to show it to us.
Yeah, we should have stole more hats.
That's cool.
The honor is I won't see you again for a long time.
Ah.
You wouldn't use J-A-N-E, see you later, because you are not his friend.
See, I knew there was
he
a con.
He would be called a Stiakabura.
I knew there was a context to John A that was like slightly
see
different.
See you a Kabur? He would be called a. Is that a way to say goodbye that you're saying? Or are you saying that's what he'd be called? He'd be like, that's like an overly friendly old man?
Yeah,
is that like, a see you Kabur?
Is that like one of those like words for like lonely old man?
Yeah.
Because they have like all those words for things like that? That might be it. He's a neat.
I think it's towards the end of this.
I mean, yeah. Osaka so, looks cool.
It's once we get to the bridge.
Oh, yeah, there's the Santa Claus guy.
Osaka rock.
Yeah, there's the Santa guy.
Osaka rocks.
Yeah, I digress. You're going to have to tell us what this guy's saying, what this Santa guy is saying.
Osaka rules.
Asio Kabura is an American obsessed Japanese guy.
He said welcome to Japan.
He
said welcome to Japan.
The next video got to be the
chanting. The next video is going to be when I go up to him.
Yeah, because once we said goodbye to Masahiro, we walked over and Jim was just with Santa Claus.
Maybe he thinks we just got here.
I think he kind of does. Talk of friends. We've got this guy.
Bueno.
Oh, Doraemon.
See, he's just pointing at random stuff.
Yeah, he's just showing us signs and billboards.
Like as if Jim knows who Doraemon is.
You should show him that he's on camera, Jim.
We got my favorite Santa guy over there. Hey.
Japan number one. Trump number one. Trump.
All right. Yeah, you're embarrassing everyone. you're right. Maybe they love him. They could love him. They might love him.
Do you think they like the black women? Where'd this?
Anymore?
Right, we're framed to him in the lock.
Where'd my Santa guy go?
This is like Blade Runner.
Yeah, this is where I missed that Masahiro left. Yeah,
this is when we said goodbye to him.
Kaburi is like American obsessed and follow.
Ah. So yeah, I digress. What is this guy saying to me here?
Hey, Japan number one.
Come here, Jabba. He's okay. Okay, really?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, friend of you from America.
Ah, yeah.
America, just okay.
Talking to Japanese people is crazy too because they'll start saying stuff kind of English and you're like, yeah, and then they're like, blah, 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 and you're like, what the fuck?
It gets less and less English as you go, and you're like, uh oh.
But that's kind of like what American people do. We just speak English louder. Like, it's gonna, we don't know what to do, so we're just like, no, outside,
yeah.
Outside.
I talk more with my hands and then I say it like I would say it to like an animal.
He's doing something.
America, Nihon, friendly.
That's where he tried to play you.
Yeah, he tried to get me to.
You.
What is it?
To be fair to you, Jeff, this is more the guy that would murder us, for sure. Like, I could pick that up at least.
This is
the guy that is going to murder us if we keep going with him.
Well, yeah, he, like, stunk like alcohol.
Well, I think
he was, like,
here.
He was supposed to, like, call people into the lottery?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It felt like he was being paid to guide us into a place somewhere, but I couldn't tell.
And that does feel like just Japanese misunderstanding. Like, yeah, get Santa out there. Yeah. It's September.
How much?
No. No guarantee. No, please move it. Please move you. Please move you. Please move you. No tip, no guarantee. I'm a player.
That was a theme. A lot of anytime someone was talking to us, any of us just had to be like,
we get it.
Oh, like that, dude. So many times someone would say something baffling and indiscernible, and I'd go,
But that's also how like Japanese people talk and emote. So you're just kind of mimicking them. Like I would be speaking English to someone that spoke English, and I was gonna do it like,
it's just funny to like show recognition as your sign of having no clue what's going on.
Saw him in the YouTube chat. Just be universally frosty at all corners. Works for me. What do you mean by being frosty in this context?
I'm never frosty.
Like, is frosty being cold and like off-putting, or is frosty being cool and welcoming?
Are we staying
I feel like
frosty?
It could be either one.
Yeah, if you stay frosty.
I'm just dope and chill all the time to everybody.
Not Masahiro. You tried to ditch him immediately.
I hung out with him more than anybody.
Yeah, no, Mike did hang out with him a bit.
No, I hung out with the most.
What, you didn't? The whole video was him walking with me. We just watched the video of it.
Well, that's because you walked 10 feet something in front of us.
With Masahiro. The entire time.
Oh, I understand.
Oh,
I'm Japanese in here.
Friendly. Okay. Pleasure for you.
Lotteria is a burger joint for some reason.
That's what Masahiro told us, it was a burger joint.
Well, you can even see ads for burgers over there, too.
How much?
No.
I think he was saying you didn't have to tip him.
But then he started saying no cheap. But I don't know.
Maybe he meant like no cheap.
Okay, yeah, maybe that must be what he meant. Because yeah, I digress.
He's Lionel Hutz.
In the chat is saying, well, I guess it's about to come through. But he's saying that he was trying to give you a gift.
Fuck.
Which definitely wasn't free.
Just trying to give you a gift.
But the thing when he said no cheap, that's when I was like, oh, okay, I'm all set then.
Please move you. No cheap, no guarantee.
What he should have done is present it to you a little more like, here, I'm giving this to you, not just show it to you.
Yeah, watching this, realize how much I also did the, anytime someone kind of spoke any English, but not a lot, is they would start with a little bit, and I thought we were in, and then it would just be like, what would it be? Soka?
It's basically, it's a pack of glow sticks that he has.
He's not saying no cheap. He's saying no tip.
I heard him say no cheap. That's what I thought he was saying.
I know, but I think he was saying no tip.
I think he was trying to give you a gift, and but you also were asking how much, and he thought you were trying to tip him for the gift.
How could we not trust this guy?
Not that you can do anything about it now, but I thought I'd let you know.
Wait, what?
I lost my video.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, this like...
Oh. Did our other friend go? He gone? Now we got a new one now?
Our boy Masahiro, but we shook his hand.
We didn't get full bows to him.
Oh, all right. I almost got a new friend that we had to...
Are you sure? I couldn't tell if he was into you or...
So, yeah, there's just a taste. There's a taste of our... That was our initial drop-in in Osaka.
That's me in the background trying to make eye contact with every woman. None of them would look... Probably because I'm so fat.
Does that go against the culture?
They're so bloated and fat. I think it does because they really nobody will give you eye contact on the street.
I felt like I was making eye contact with people constantly. I thought you were doing a bit when you said that no one would make eye contact with you.
No, unbelievable. No. They like nobody looks up at you.
Huh. Yeah, no, I think there's plenty of eye contact. They probably just thought
I was Japanese.
Not seductive eye contact, but like there was eye contact.
They're like, oh, it's another Japanese guy.
It's not a big deal if you can't do it, Jim.
I think I unplugged it by accident.
Oh, okay.
And he knows your house.
But yeah, I mean, that's just a small taste. Mike also left his phone on the train. And we had to try to communicate with their like through their like help box or whatever.
Oh, dude.
And I mean, that was wonderful. Yeah. I mean,
oh, we should ask this guy if he knows what SCED is.
I asked him, but he couldn't really, he wasn't sure like what kind of context or what it could mean. I told him it was like in the context of him telling them that he lost his phone. But I guess they weren't even really concerned with you losing their phone. They were just concerned with the fare.
I don't think he understood anything I was saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Because my first question, so I was on the train. And
picking up girls on the street isn't a thing.
And I
don't I know it.
A couple things were falling out of my pocket. So I'm like, oh, I'll take my phone out of my pocket so I don't lose it. And then I just put it down next to me and forgot it was there and got off the train and didn't realize until the train was pulling away. And I was like, fuck me. And Jim's phone, it was just about to die.
Yeah.
So we were using my phone to get back. And it was super late, so there was nobody in any of the stations. So we went up to a call box, and the first thing I said was like, English? And he goes, no, Japanese only.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, English only.
Yeah, and it was like it was a game of chicken.
Yeah, and so it turned into like,
no, I only speak Japanese.
It really turned into like, what, like it was like a lot of people know English, but it's like not broken English, it's just not a lot of English where they can go, what can I help you with?
Yeah.
But they can't have a big broad conversation. But this wasn't even
the library.
This was like, what can do? And so it's like, okay, phone on train, lost phone. I just kept trying to say like super simple versions of stuff, and he had no idea.
Yeah,
no clue. And it kept what it always it devolved into is him being like, sket, like that's the only, like,
or was he saying a sket or escape?
Well, we couldn't figure out, I'm sure, because
run,
a thing about Japanese is they kind of like
Masahiro Santa Claus escape.
He's right behind you.
They kind of glance over their vowels a lot.
Mm.
There's a lot of words where they say where you're like, oh, I know that there's extra letters, but they're just kind of like, even when they say like arigato gozaimasu, sometimes it just comes out as like gato gozaimasu. And
yeah,
it was like,
yeah, yeah.
Like they just kind of like go through it and they go through the motions of saying it. So maybe he was saying sket with some extra letters in there somewhere, but all I could hear was sket. And so I don't know what he was trying to say, but
like,
eventually
you skep.
Yeah.
Well, also your problem is you do try to tell people like a whole story when they don't speak English. Well, like even with the translator, you're like, okay, here's what happened.
Well, no,
don't do that.
I eventually
you gotta be like, no phone on train.
Well, that's when I did it first, and he didn't understand any of that. So I was just like, I don't know. I'm going to say more words and hope that one of the words I say he picks up on. Because I started off with just no phone, lost phone over and over, and he didn't understand that. So I was like, train left with phone, something, just say more words. And eventually I think he just thought I was trying to get out of the station.
Yeah.
And so he just scanned me out. And
yeah.
Every time I went back previous times, every time I asked, I swear it was the same voice every time. I'd say English. They'd go, no English. And I'd go, English.
And
only.
They'd be like, Japanese.
And
you'd
would
be like, English. Be like, Japanese.
And it's very
which, I mean, I guess to be fair, I mean, we're in the wrong
yes.
with this.
Well, no,
like,
I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it very quickly turned into, like, the other time, sket almost immediately. Sket. And I'm like, I don't know. And so they'd always just go through. And so I'd walk through and they wouldn't, like, buzz me or anything.
Yeah, it must have something to do with a ticket or
yeah.
the like.
I think he thought I was stuck in the station and my ticket wouldn't scan or my Suica wouldn't work.
Well, in the chat there was Hugo says he's wondering if they're trying to say dice get or whatever, and that was the one thing where it meant like huh or whom, I think, when we looked it up, because that it felt like they were going like, huh?
That's the closest.
Well,
we could
find.
What
was the F slur again that we looked up?
Akuna.
Was it Akuna?
Akuna Matata.
But yeah, eventually he let me out, but we're like, fuck. And
yeah, Okama.
And we had to go, we had Universal the next day. So I got up super early to come to the station.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I was like, I'll just try and find an employee. Last night it was too late, but we were staying in a place with a very small station. It had like one entrance and exit. Like, you, because you'll go to the places. If you've ever been to a big city, you know, like the big turnstiles you scan and walk through.
Yeah. And in Japan, some of their stations are like a city itself, yeah, like an underground city.
Where there's like,
it's like a whole mall of shops and yeah, restaurants.
Restaurants. And
you get out at the wrong exit, you could be like a mile away from where you're trying to
be. And there
could
be 30 of those scanners, people going in and out. Our station had two, basically, so that at any given time, people could go in and out at the same time.
We're real locals like it. We're yeah, local like that.
We were saying in was it Akoribashi? Was that something? Some Akoribashi maybe, something like that.
Something
Bashi
like that. Yeah.
But that's what. But, and there was no one there. So I went in the morning, zero, just absolutely nobody there. So I bought a ticket and went like three stations in both directions, hoping one of them was big enough to have an employee. One of them had a security guard, and I was like, English, and he's like, no English.
Japanese. They're going to one-up you every time.
Well, and Japanese. So I tried the same thing. I go, lost phone. And he goes, hmm. And he walks me over to the box. And I'm like, oh, no, the fucking box again.
Go.
But since he walked me over, I didn't want to just, like, walk away and seem ungrateful. So I pushed the button. The guy said whatever he said. I go, English. He goes, Japanese. And I go, only English. Scat, scat, scat. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm fucking walking
Okama,
away.
Okama, Okama.
So I came back, and as I walk in, Jim happens to be coming down the stairs. He's like, Mike, it occurred to me, you have Find My iPhone on, and you have shared location. I found your thing. There's it shows
that the police station.
Yeah, it shows that your location is in like a police drop-off space.
Yeah.
So long story short, It's even closer than the station was. It's really, really close. I go in there, talk to them, show them that I had a lost phone. They have me fill out some paperwork. And sure enough, they tell me that a lady on the train the night before noticed that the phone was right where I had been sitting and grabbed it, got off on the net. She noticed it like right before the doors closed. She almost tried to run off and give it to us. Got off at the next station, rode back over to this station.
This is his favorite part, by the way.
What?
Go ahead. Talk about how she described you.
That was not my favorite part.
Yeah, it's your favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you're painting me like a fucking dickhead.
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
The confusing thing is Jeff actually does that, so people can't tell when you're doing
it
as a joke.
Fair enough.
My favorite part is that she went out of her way to come back to our stop, find a police station there, and drop it off there.
Yeah.
And she told them that they were like, oh, you're more, if you, that's where you're getting off and it's this late, you're more likely to be living in this area. So if and when you figure out a way to get this phone, it's probably going to be closer. So that was fucking awesome. Because it did make it way easier. Cause it was like closer than the, it was like 30 seconds past the 7-Eleven we'd walk to.
Yeah. Well, what I was joking about is because she called you like a tan, muscular dude or whatever.
She called me
a
tall, white, tan guy covered in tattoos.
She called you like athletic. Or
muscular
something.
Build.
She said I had an athletic build, which you guys just saw the video. I do not have an athletic build.
Well, you saw me, and I have a fucking Buddha build.
But what I did, what was kind of funny is they ask you a bunch of questions about your device, because even if she told me afterwards, because she spoke really good English, the cop I had to talk to, and she was like, regardless of us, like, she's like, the second you walked in, I knew I had your phone. You said it was a phone in an orange case.
But yeah, they're just going to hand it over.
Yeah. So she's like, we're playing 20 questions. And she was like, what is your wallpaper? What is your save screen? Who's the last person you called? What would your name be in your contacts? Who's the last person you text? What's your, like, just a bunch of stuff about it, so that when it came out, I could show those things to her, and it would be, it wouldn't just be that, like, maybe I stole the phone and I knew what the wallpaper was. Mm. Maybe I watched someone use it to get in and I knew what that code was.
Yeah, you don't really lose things in Japan.
That's awesome. That's
Japan. Thank you. I digress.
It made me very, very happy. I couldn't tell you how thrilled I was, because I was fucking, I was down on myself for doing that, because I felt like an asshole for, like, doing something to not lose something and having that cause me to lose it. But also, it was a really, really bad time to lose the phone.
Yeah, but nobody's going to give you shit for fucking losing a phone.
Still, I, like I said, you guys were not down on me. I was very down on myself about
it.
It was awful timing. So she's like, so what is your wallpaper? I'm like, Rapunzel. And she's like, Rapunzel Princess, Disney Princess. And I go,
ooh,
yeah.
Rapunzel.
And she goes,
Skit?
And she's like, she's like, oh, did you go to Fantasy Springs? I'm like, I did go to Fantasy Springs. It was really awesome. And she's like, great. You like Disney Princess? I'm like, yes, I like Disney Princesses. And she's like, okay, who's the last text message? I'm like, it would be a group chat with me and a Jeff Murphy and a Jim. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, your home screen? And I'm like, Ariel? And she's like, Disney Princess? I go, yeah, another Disney Princess. She's like, yeah, you do like Disney Princess. I'm like, yes, I do. And it's like, I'm not embarrassed.
You horny man. Big horny man.
I'm not like embarrassed. You horny white man. They're on my phone and like to be seen. But it's very different when you're like in an office talking, describing them to someone.
It'd be so much better. It'd be so much worse if they found my phone full of anime girls and Asian women.
But because they wouldn't be able to pick it out of the lot. They'd be like, oh, yeah, another one?
Well,
come on.
It'd be the one anime nobody knows anything about, Evangelion.
Which
Fuck.
Is, Americans love it. No one in Japan gives a shit. You know what? We can't ask him. Okay, a guy in the chat. So when she wanted me to sign, I was signing paperwork, and she knew English well, but she couldn't figure out how to say this, and it didn't make sense to me. She wanted me to print somewhere, and I printed. I like wrote in like just like a sans, like typography. Then I had to sign.
Real question: why was your phone unlocked?
It's a high trust society.
Russell. It wasn't locked. What do you mean? It wasn't unlocked. Whatever. It wasn't unlocked. I had to unlock it in front of her and show like to prove that
I don't have a lock on my phone, ladies. No lock on my phone.
So it's like you answered the questions first, then opened the phone and went through it. Okay.
So then she had me do a signature. She showed me like just a random cursive. I'm like, oh, okay, I did that. Then she wanted a third thing. And what she described it as was printing. And so what I showed her was like American print, like not cursive. And I said, that's print. And then I showed my signature. I said, that's signature. And she's like, huh, I need you to print your name. I need you to print your name. And I'm like, that's print.
Did she want it in Japanese? Yeah.
I'm genuinely not sure. And she was like, she literally said, I'm not sure how to say this. It's not a big deal.
Okay,
and she let me leave.
This is. Yeah, he's laughing.
Oh, you do? Oh, you do know that? Okay, what is...
I think he's laughing about the response to the phone unlock, but he might be. I'm not sure.
If you know what this is, I would love... Because I tried to look it up, and I couldn't... I didn't have the words for what is a third type of signature, I guess. So unless it was just like, can you write it in kanji or katakana or something, maybe? Mm. Like, do you know how to print it in our language? But it feels like,
bitch.
It feels like that's something she could have said.
Give me
like,
my fucking phone.
Give me my
bitch.
Fucking phone, you bitch.
Like, you don't even speak English.
Sket, sket, sket. Oh, ching chong. Fucking give me my Disney phone.
So what? I don't know what she was saying.
Did
but
she say Hanko?
She didn't know. She had no idea. She kept saying print.
Oh, Steph was saying maybe initials.
She was under. No, I asked her that too because I had to initial
here's
something.
The answer coming up.
I was under the. She kept calling it printing. She didn't think that me writing in what we call print as opposed to cursive was print.
Yeah, she wanted your name in katakana.
Okay.
She wanted katakana? What's Mike's katakana?
I'm surprised she didn't say katakana or kanji because I feel like...
but then I'd just be like, no.
I would have said no, but she seemed to...
C-H-I-N-G.
She knew English really well, and it seemed like she was...
N-I-G-G.
She seemed to be struggling in like how to tell me that, and she didn't say katakana ever. She just kept calling it print. So that makes enough sense. I was just curious if it was some like Japanese people have a mystery third signature.
Well, thank God for cops getting your phone back. We love Japanese cops. They're the only exception to the A.
Well, the cops are the middlemen. Society was the true hero.
Ooh, yeah. High trust society.
The person that turned
Wink.
Like, although I guess like really, they went so out of their way, they didn't have to do it, and it really was amazing.
All to be fair, it's probably the cops that keep that society in line.
Well, we have high trust because there wasn't some element to take your phone.
Wink.
Print, 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 scat, scat, print, print, print,
and I,
and I scat, scat.
Oh, yeah, I digress. Are you a big Tigers fan or what?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, we're big Hanshin Tigers
Nakatano,
fans.
Baby!
Jason! Yeah. Yeah, we're big on the Tigers. I'm jealous of your jerseys. I get Chinese ones.
I will compliment Jeff. I made the classic old guy... driving his car into a lake because he's trusting Google Maps, where we were trying to find the tiger's shop. Because we found that there were two, like, we like, oh my God, what's it called? The ramen place.
Ichiran. Yeah.
We like Ichiran, and we were told that they have their biggest rival was another place. So we went and tried.
Yeah, like Apudo.
Yeah, we tried that rival because we wanted to, like, pit them just against
good.
Each other.
It was pretty good.
There is a stamp, but you wouldn't be carrying it.
Ah, maybe that's
stamps.
What.
They love stamps and cookies.
I can see a stamp meaning print, like you're printing something. I can see that being an English
barrier.
Where's
your cookie with your face on it?
Yeah, you don't have a cookie.
So I had found that there was a tiger shop. And we're like, oh shit, instead of going to the stadium, let's check this place out first. And we were like, we were in a part of downtown Osaka where, like, you weren't allowed to cross streets. So we kept having to, like, cut through department stores and subways, which was very confusing. And so we were following the route on where it said the shop was, and we got to a corner where Jeff was like, that kind of looks like the shop. And I'm like, it does look like the shop, but it's telling us it's right over there. Maybe they're like a sponsor, like the Tigers sponsor them or something. So I was like, it says it's right over there. So we went over there, and then we saw signs for the shop, and we're like, oh, okay.
Obama.
I am a Baster, Yokohama, fan or cup. Hiroshima.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We beat the fuck out of the Baystars the other day. Suck our dicks and eat our cum.
I'm a carp man myself.
And so we follow the signs, and eventually they lead us, like, right back to the corner, pointing at the shop that Jeff had earlier pointed at. And it's like,
with the giant tiger
sign? Yeah. And I'm like, looking at the map, and I'm like, the map, like, literally says it's over there. But I'm like, yeah, I'm the guy that, like, no matter what, like, logic is telling him, he's like, no, I'm going to drive my car into this river because Google says this is a road.
We know.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to.
It was a super honest mistake. I'm trying to give you props right now.
I take the props. I nailed it.
We're in a whole new world.
A whole new carp.
But the tiger shop ruled because there was a drunk guy in there that saw basically his entire pretense for talking was, oh, shit, white people, because he walked up to me. And he's drunk. Yeah. He's so drunk. You could smell it on him. And he's like, oh, Tigers.
Yeah, he was tigers to see win. White people.
Tigers win. And I thought he was, like, saying, like, the Tigers won because we knew there was a game. But he was asking me, and I go, yeah, they won. And he's like, they won? And I'm like, hell yeah, they did. Game hadn't even started. And he's like, by how much? And I'm like, they won by so much. And he's like, yeah.
Obama.
Who wins the ramen chain bout?
Oh, easy.
Ha ha.
Ichiran by Ichiran. A fucking mile. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And so is Ichiran white people shit or what?
There's lots of Asians in the line, though.
Yeah, they seem like tourists, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it was heavily weighted towards locals that know what they're doing, like In-N-Out.
But I don't feel like locals are going to be waiting in that line.
They probably know the equivalent that's just some, like, store.
Not
like
the just long some one. But think about every other time we had Ichiran. We only waited in, like, one long line.
Well, the only one that didn't have a line was that other one, though. If you went to the one that we went to last time, that one had a line.
Yeah.
Although, I guess it's the 24-hour ones that have
when
a line.
We went with Kristen and her friend, it was, like, barely a line. And then when we went that first night, there was no line. Then when you guys went back, maybe there was a line for that one.
Well, I only remember waiting in a line when we went the first time, like, with Kristen.
Yeah, the first time with Kristen, there was a long line.
Because I took some pictures, like, out in the streets because we were waiting.
Well, and the non-24-hour one had more stuff. Like, it had, like a different type of pork and stuff that was really good on there.
But it's probably because the 24-hour one probably had... has that sometimes. It's just if they run out, they just, like, pull it off or some shit.
But yeah, Ichiran crushes it. Like, it wasn't like
so good.
It wasn't bad ramen. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Budo is still good.
It's not quite splitting hairs because it was way better, but it wasn't that one was bad and one was good. It's that one was fine and one is great.
Well, it's like the Gordon Ramsay thing. Ichiran does one thing. They do tonkatsu ramen, and that's it. And the other one had a bunch of different ones, and it was good, but it wasn't as good.
Yeah, one had, like, more choices, but one allowed you to customize your order more. And I appreciated the customization and the taste of Ichiran. I think I told Jeff maybe I could have made the thing I liked at the other place, but I had no idea how because they were presenting me with such a...
Yeah.
It was more
like
going,
you make a fucked up sandwich at Subway and it's your fault.
Yeah, it'd be like if you went to another country and didn't know you could tell the guy at Subway, like, I don't want that, I don't want that, I do want that, can I get extra of that? Maybe I could have done that, but their menu led me to believe that, like, I could add things to
here
it.
Here are the things.
And here's just the choice was, like,
yeah,
how spicy
an egg,
and how much meat. Yeah. Where at Ichiran, it's like, you're choosing like the stock and how rich it is and the firmness of the noodles. And
there's like four different stocks of Apuda.
You can ask to not have things in it, have extras. Like it's very, like tons of level of spices. So it's a little more narrow on what you're getting, but the customization of that narrow thing is way higher, where the other one was a lot of options, but it's like you're getting the choice.
I'm sure there's a better version of Ichiran that's like a local thing, but like Ichiran's our version of the local thing that we understand.
When I was in Japan, I've now eaten ramen at five places in total, and one of them is Ichiran, and Ichiran is like it's like a country mile ahead of everything I had. Yeah, nothing even came close.
And it's consistent. And it's good every time.
And it was cheaper than every other place I've gone as well. Ichiran is the cheapest ramen I bought, and it's the best. So it's like, that's why I just keep, I feel like the touchstone for me is in and out. It's so easy.
So in major cities, Ichiran is packed, but usually there are smaller ones for locals.
Yeah, that's where we went to.
Yeah. I like Ichiran better.
Yeah.
What about beef bowels?
Beef bowels. Yeah, no, we did find the local one, but that's the one that we shut down. That's the one we went in 20 minutes before they were closing.
Yeah, the beef bowls, I only had Yoshinoya, which I'm sure is like their McDonald's. It was good. It was okay.
Well, it's funny though, because it's like, I assume he's talking about beef bowls, but it is spelled beef bowels, because with Japan, he could be meaning beef bowels as well.
I ate pork
bowels.
I ate tripe.
Yeah, yeah. It was delicious.
You know what? I ate a lot of different stuff, but whenever I was presented with an easy solution, I love curry. I love Japanese curry. It's fucking super good. So when given the opportunity to eat, I never got the same type of curry anytime, but I was always taking the curry route when given the opportunity. But we ate tons of different things. In fact, I think I only ate curry like three or four times. And we ate constantly, so
I forget what it was called, but the chain that we liked, it was like Matsoya that was all over or something like that.
It was good.
It was super cheap and good.
Because you order kind of like Ichiran, where you just walk in and there's a thing and then you hand it to the guy and then boom.
We didn't go to Coco's. We saw a bunch of Coco's on there, but the equivalent, it looked like the menus were very similar.
Yeah.
And we love a touchscreen that does English for a second. And then it always switches back to Japanese for some
reason. There was a Coco's curry right around the corner from our Tokyo place. But we went to the Matsuya because Coco's curry had a weird hours. Every time we were going, we were either out too early and they weren't open yet, or we were coming home too late and they were all about to close. Well, so it just never made sense.
And every time we found the cheap curry place on the last day we were there.
Yes.
Because we also found another one that was like the cheap curry place that was very good.
We kept finding cheap, good food right before we left. But that might have been me.
Something happened.
But I love a fucking I think it's Matsunoya or something similar to that. You would have to tell me.
It was
the one with the yellow and orange sign, and
English on the sign at all. So that's why we're not quite sure.
Yeah, and it was like 600 yen for like a huge thing of rice and curry, and then like a bowl of miso soup and all the water you could drink.
Yeah, it was a pretty delicious. Like everything we ate was pretty delicious. Oh, did I turn your monitor off?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Well, I shifted my leg over my thing and I might have pushed the wire.
Yeah, it's probably on the USB. I've kicked that many a time. They're asking if it was hard to get dolphin. No, everyone kept trying to give us dolphin in the street. We're like, come on, the cove. Oh shit, everything's falling apart.
I pushed everything in, Jim. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Locked in.
For what it's worth, I barely touched it, so it had to have been one of the easy cables. Oh, I'm seeing stuff, Jim.
We're in it.
Yep, it's back. Sorry about that.
Uddy knows your name.
But yeah, I think that what was I going to say? Because we were talking about food, and I was going to bring something up that we did that was cool.
Oh, there's so many great socks at convenience stores. People don't sleep on all the socks you can get at convenience stores, like the rest of my party, who scoffed at all my socks.
I don't think we scoffed. You just kept wanting us to praise you for them, and we wouldn't, and so you got mad.
They're like $3 socks.
No, but the thing is, we never once said you're an idiot. You just kept saying, like, I'm the greatest man alive. You guys should buy socks. And we're just like, we're probably not going to.
Why wouldn't you buy socks? They're cheap.
I wear nothing but flip-flops.
They had socks with toe holes for the flip-flops.
I'm not going to be socks with flip-flops guy. But
heavens to Betsy.
To be fair, I did tell you they were cool because I liked it. The socks were all themed. Like, they were tube socks with the two stripes at the top.
Yeah.
And they were always the same color as the store you were buying them from.
It was fun. As a guy that was looking for shirts in a shirtless country on there, I found socks in a lonely place like Rihanna.
Yeah, merch is weird.
Yeah.
Merch culture in Japan is very weird because no one gives a shit about shirts and everybody loves boxes of themed cookies.
Yeah, boxes of themed cookies, little plushy versions of things, little plastic versions of things.
Real quick, one bad day, new to the channel. Can you explain the deal with Corey and 22? It's his favorite number.
Yes.
But, that's it.
But also the reason why it's his favorite number, is because Corey Haim's favorite number was 222. So, and Corey Haim had a 222 necklace. So Corey Feldman was like, well, my number is 22.
I'll just get a 22 necklace.
Me as well.
He took the Price is Right approach and was like, I'll just go one under.
Yeah, Steffo's in the chat saying his biggest Japan regret is not getting Family Mart socks.
Oh, there you go, Jeff.
Yeah, I have Family Mart socks. I have, what's the other one? Lawson socks on there. They have pants. They have shirts. I couldn't afford those. Those were regular price on there, but the socks
actually,
were cheap.
You should talk about your shirt, Jeff.
Which shirt?
What do you mean, which shirt?
Oh, shit.
What kind of question was that?
Oh, yeah. You guys hated this shirt, too.
Jim, no. Again, you marched in like we should be like...
I had good news for everybody.
...cheering for you, and by the fact that we did not cheer for you, you decided we hate you.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody likes me. I had the fucking...
Jeff already made the perfect comparison. It was... He's like, I feel like I'm showing stuff to my mom. And I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because as you're wont to do in Japan, you want to find some good English merch, some weird Japanese version of English stuff on there. So I went to a store that was nothing but that. They had Black Bart dunking a basketball and said Nike, which I kind of think I should have got that one.
I will say, I think that might be I want you to go to the Fantastic Swap Meet.
Uh-huh.
And then come back on the show and tell me if you still think that place had a bunch of Japanese English stuff. Because I think what happens is you haven't been to a swap meet and you might have. No, I'm not saying that like the shirt's bad. I'm saying it's the type kind of stuff. Everything you described sounded like something I would have seen at our big Fantastic Swap Meet. And I think that you might have seen the two. Combine them because you hadn't been to a swap meet and thought they were the same. And then when you go there, you might come back and go, oh, I know I found the Japanese version of a swap meet, not an English, like self-made shirt place.
So I walk into the store, big New York in Japan, and I'm greeted by Kaido, who's wearing all Slipknot gear and like Hot Topic pants.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah, and he's like, he spoke a decent English. Pretty good English for that. So he's also a thing they do is once they find out where you're from. Yeah, this is the exact graphic, not the same shirt, but the exact graphic. They find out you're from Las Vegas and they bring you a bunch of Las Vegas stuff. And I'm like, you don't understand the assignment. I don't want Las Vegas stuff on there.
I want everything but Las Vegas stuff.
But my eyes locked in on a shirt that was in the Grateful Dead style that had Elmo and Grover and SpongeBob smoking weed. And it said, keep on drugging. I was like, okay, we're on the right track here. And then my eyes became focused on SpongeBob and dreadlocks in a Rasta hat. And it said, make love and no war, Sponge B. Marley.
Which, really quick, it's Spongy B. Marley.
Oh, what? Is that right?
Yes.
Does his say Sponge?
There's nuance to this
shirt. I think
shirt.
Yours does as well, Jeff. I just was like, that's a dumb correction to make.
I would love the correction because that I keep unlocking. First, I thought it said make love, not war. And then I found out
his says Sponge B. Marley.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's Rastafarian SpongeBob, and it says make love and no war, Sponge B. Marley. Why isn't it Bob Marley? It's the only part that the only word they have in common.
I think that's them saying we know that's the word we have in common. You can't sue us because we're not going to say it.
I don't think they're worried
about
that.
Everyone will know what B means.
They literally had a shirt that said Nike and it's black Bart fair. Dunking a basketball. And they had a lot of black Mickey Mouse and Minnie.
But yeah, I mean this, Jeff. This isn't me like patronizing you. I think you should go to our swap meet.
Yeah.
I think you will find a lot of stuff you like there.
Okay, good. I'm surprised I haven't been.
Because I think you're remember your hat that said something about like scissors are
The scissors are cut gently or something.
Yeah, that to me feels like the English stuff, and then your fashion duck or whatever.
Yeah, swag duck dude.
Yeah, swag duck dude. That to me is different than this. Only because I've been to a swap meet. Like, I see where you're coming from. And so I think you should go to a swap meet here in town. One, it'll all be cheap. But two, you're going to find every shirt you found there, I bet you'll find an American version.
Okay, that's good news. I'm excited. It'll be cheaper, too.
Yeah, I think you will find, and I think, like, no joke, like 60% of that place is shirts.
I thought you guys
shirts.
Would, like, carry me out on your arms every time I pulled up. And everyone looked at the shirt, and they're like, oh, no.
I was just like, why did you buy that?
It seemed more... Well, I know you were a little short on money at the time. I was surprised you wanted to spend $30 on any shirt. And then the shirt you bought seemed less like... something you had to get in Japan, so that's why I was surprised.
It seemed like Japan only to me. I guess I'm slowly finding out not, but I don't know. It tickled me in ways that I found out later, even. I didn't even realize it said make love and no war.
Like, it doesn't seem not like a Jeff shirt.
It's
but
the dreads in the hat for me.
It feels to me like a shirt Jeff buys for $5 when he's only got a little spending money left, or a shirt that you buy as a goof when money's no issue. It didn't feel like a shirt you buy earnestly when you're short on funds at $30.
It just felt like, it was calling to me because there's a lot of different shirts.
It's very you.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. That was never in question.
It's just retarded and stupid. No,
it's just, it didn't feel Japanese enough.
Then I got some 500 yen shirt that everyone loved.
That shirt was dope.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
Just a 500 yen like used jersey.
Yeah, like a starter jersey.
That one ruled.
Yeah.
But yeah, make Sponge B. Marley.
Make love and no war.
Make love and no war.
He's a bit of an icon, if you will.
I love it. I love it so much. I can't wait to wear it.
Were you able to make it out of Japan unstained?
There's a little bit of red over from Aputo, but nothing big on there. And I'm not going to sweat a little bit of red.
Because I was super careful, and I still somehow got drops of something on my white shorts.
Yep, there's a little bit.
And I'm just like, fuck, man. I was like...
You could just rock with it. Nobody's going to notice but you.
Well, they're white, and I can bleach it out. I was being ultra careful, and it's just like, where did this come from?
To me, when you came back with this shirt, it was just like when Jack went and bought the beans.
Yeah, Jim did make that comparison.
But then it's like true, because here we are. We have this great beanstalk that we can climb now.
Yeah, and on top of it is weed and no war.
Every swig I took of this was atrocious. I finished it, but it was awful.
You got exactly what you paid for.
I did.
Yeah, that's true. You picked out Coke that said Oreo Coke on it.
Yeah, and it was as bad as I thought it would be, and it never changed.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make love and no war.
Yeah. I'm going to Sponge B. Marley.
Hopefully they have Keep on Drugging and black Michael Jordan Bart.
I was
shocked.
Did
that one say Keep on Drugging?
No, Keep on Drugging was like Elmo
was
and Grover
Monster
smoking
and
weed.
Grovo and
yeah. Grobo. Which is also me as hell. I wanted every shirt.
I can't believe you saw a black Bart Simpson's dunking shirt. And did not get that.
It didn't
like,
have enough text
that
on
was
it.
Another reason why this shirt didn't immediately win me over, because if told, like, gun to my head, which of these two shirts did Jeff buy,
I
would have been like, oh, these are both good Jeff shirts. So the person who chose them was smart to pit these against each other, but I would have chose Black Bart
Simpson
the Japanese
say,
every time.
The Japanese say you have four faces. The one you show to the world, the one you show to your friends, the one you show yourself.
I mean, here's a different Black Bart shirt.
That's almost the same shirt.
Yeah, that
It says Air Bart.
But he was like muscular.
I'm blown away, Jeff, that you didn't get the black Bart Simpson shirt.
But I also wanted the black Mickey and Minnie that said like go on get it.
Well, and the, what was it? The Osaka surfing?
Well, it was Ronald McDonald surfing. It just said Malibu.
Malibu, that's it.
I mean, I would have bought every shirt if I could have.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But
there's a black with attitude BWA shirt with black Bart on it.
Well, there's
it's
a
black
whole
thing. You wouldn't understand.
There's a whole litany of like bootleg Bart merch that I wish they had. But
well, you started following.
Know your history. Your history. Stay black.
You started following the guy, right?
Yeah.
On Instagram. And now every once in a while, like Japanese people are following you.
Yeah. I keep finding swagged out Japanese guys because they like the picture because I collabed with them. Then they took the collab away.
I had weird. This shirt here. This Bugs the Tag shirt.
Well, I mean,
Ghetto Looney Tunes is classic.
Ghetto Looney Tunes, like the fucking Tasmanian Devil.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Simpson. Why is he black?
Cowabunga, dude. Fucking swagged out Tasmanian Devil was a staple of like me in elementary school.
Oh, yeah. Or like Tweety Bird with attitude.
Tweety Bird dressed like Tupac.
For fat girls with the red hair.
Yeah. Tupac Tweety Bird was a fucking, was a vibe.
Yeah. There's just a whole world down there if you look for it.
But there's so many things we could talk about.
You stop
about
and smell the roses.
You'll see video eventually. You'll love it.
Oh, don't try to close this out.
No, I'm letting everybody know Japan was the best.
It was awesome. That was like the first 2 days.
And Osaka fucking rules.
Yeah. We're Osaka boys.
I don't want to choose between them.
Yeah, I choose Osaka.
I choose Osaka. But there was a lot of fun to be at in Tokyo.
I'm wondering if it's because last time we were in Japan, we were in Tokyo, so it felt more familiar, and Osaka was all the new stuff. Mm. But I really did feel like Osaka had hit differently.
Yeah, man. They delivered on the promise of Japan in a new way. My favorite parts of Osaka was getting up early in the morning and riding a bike to fucking 7-Eleven. Like fucking, that's just that we're on Osaka time. Tokyo, it's like move, salaryman. You did.
I mentioned that you seem like way more normal people in Osaka. In Tokyo, like, kind of no matter where you went, even when you were, like,
they still scowl at you and won't look at you.
In Akihabara and Shibuya and stuff, like, you felt like you were seeing more just, like, buttoned-up, uptight people. But in Osaka, I felt like I was seeing more just, like, regular people.
Well, next time we go, we're going to go to Hiroshima. And we're like, we're Hiroshima guys. Carp.
Gets a big boom.
Hiroshima gets a boom. Nagasaki also gets a boom.
I love it. Yeah, Osaka fucking rules. Osaka rules. Hanshin Tigers for life.
Oh yeah, Hanshin Tigers forever, man.
Yeah, fucking
the returning champs. They're a couple games back, but yeah. I mean, I still got some faith. There's still some baseball left here.
Yeah,
for the Hanshin Tigers to. Tigers.
Yeah, don't you follow them on Twitter now?
I do.
Yeah, so you're getting like I don't even care about baseball, but I would live and die by the Osaka Tigers.
I watch the highlights every single game.
There's a lot of Stussy in Japan for this upcoming.
Dude, there's tons of that.
They're still rocking Stussy. On the hottest girls you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot. Oh, that's the other thing.
Better shirt to wear to school. No fear, Stussy or Johnson.
I don't know Johnson.
Big Johnson.
Big Johnson. Ugh. I don't want to wear any of those.
Johnson's plumbing or whatever. Cleaning the pipes. The Johnsons clean the pipes.
I guess I was more likely probably to wear Stussy. I don't know.
You got to rock that no fear.
Oh, yeah. You see that guy's shirt? It says he has no fear.
Really quick. There are way more hotties in Osaka than there are in Tokyo.
Oh yeah, you had a whole.
It was like noticeable.
You had a whole scale.
Oh yeah, I did have a scale.
You had a mnemonic device.
Hold on, Jim, let me look at my scale.
You had a mnemonic device.
Yeah, I did have a scale. Really
skit.
Quick.
You had a mnemonic skit.
It was an easy way to remember. How.
Obama. There you go.
Tokyo Yakult Swallows. Tigers.
You say greater than the Tigers.
Yeah. I might want a Swallows jersey. that might be good.
He fucking wishes.
With SpongeBob Marley instead of words on the back?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. I have my official CPC ratings. That's cuties per capita, which is Tokyo. Where are all the cuties at? Osaka, about 1 million cuties. And then I also included Kyoto since we went to Kyoto. And it was like, oh, Kyoto totally filled with cuties.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
I think Tokyo, the women were just out of reach. They're
you
all...
pulled that from your notes.
Huh? Oh, no. I wrote that in a text message to myself so I would remember it. Yeah. And then I forgot, but then I had to scroll through and find it.
Note to self, Kyoto terribly. A little from first to rarest. What?
The Tigers.
Swallows. Yeah.
Tigers rule. We got to sit in Tigers chairs at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing our Tigers jerseys. By the way, at the airport, everyone loved our Tigers jerseys.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Lots Even of Tokyo the airport, they loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Shout out.
Favorite
down.
Part of the show.
Ooh, probably the reggae Corey song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to give it to what? Nud Duddy. What is it?
Nud Duddy something?
Wait. Now I can't remember.
Oh, Nud Duddy Up.
Nud Duddy Up.
Nud Duddy Up.
Yeah.
Nud Duddy Up, my home.
La Mau.
Yeah, Nud Duddy Up. I mean, the layers keep coming between the birthday. I think the birthday bit might be one of my favorites,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Of him being good. Like, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to you. And everyone's like, oh, happy birthday. No, it's not my birthday. It's a movie I have coming out.
I liked getting to share Masahiro with the world.
Oh, yes, Masahiro. You'll see more of that. It was just a little taste of us in Japan, Osaka specifically.
Yeah, we got tons of footy.
Yeah, Doug, which, by the way, you got to see the camera Jim got is incredibly slim and small, but looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked how good the mic, like, that's a stock mic that you have on that. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. It's like 4K footage on, like, fucking a webcam size, like, smaller than our webcams.
Yeah, because every time I talked into it, I kept forgetting I was talking into it like it was a good mic, and I was worried that it wasn't going to pick us up, and now I'm not worried at all.
But yeah, it's been kind of a sleepy show. Like I said, we've been wanderlust. We've been traveling since the first, and here we are finishing it off with the great climax this episode. So thank you guys for hanging out.
Yeah, thank you.
Lots more to come.
The climax, lots more to come, Jim. I feel like you're doing something here.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you're trying to finish the show, Jim.
Oh, man, but it's not finished. You know why?
Why?
Because there's so much more on the Jim and Them Patreon.
Yes.
Wow. That was great, Jeff. You showed a lot of spunk right there with the initiative.
I feel like I'm the Tokyo Yakult Swallows.
Patreon.com/Jim and Them. That is where you can go to get all sorts of bonus extra content. Jim and Them will always be the same. It'll always be here waiting for you. But if that is not enough, patreon.com/Jim and Them has all sorts of bonus content. We have been on there for like nearly a decade. So there are thousands and thousands of cool bonus extra shows, movie commentaries, podcasts, both short and long. Also, like any type of thing you could be looking for would be on there. And if you're not sure if it's for you, there is literally no downside to going to patreon.com/Jim and Them and signing up for the free tier. It doesn't ask for like, it's not one of those like, give us your card and then later on you can cancel. It's not that. You literally just have to like have a Patreon account and you choose free and boom, you immediately have our free tier. It's right there. We have a bunch of collections, which I haven't mentioned this. This is kind of the easiest way. There's a bunch of collections of our shows that one, if you're new to the Patreon, find all the like things. So if you like one thing, they're all there for you. But two, if you're in the free tier, one of the collections is here's all the stuff in the free tier. Click on it. Boom, it's right there waiting for you. So check it out. If you like what you hear, join the Patreon. We think it's pretty good. It's not one of those like, here's a 15-minute bonus-sode once a month. Fuck all that noise. It's not like, oh, here's an ad-free version of the show. Bitch, our shit's already ad-free. It's just tons and tons of extra stuff whenever we have cool ideas. So check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Jim and Them. And if for some reason, even the people on the Patreon, that's not enough for you, Jim, please, for the love of God, tell me you've got something extra for those that just need more.
Well, real quick, on the Patreon, we do have a License to Drive commentary. We do have a new Pitch Storm in Ain't Easy. And we did have a Scarf Dogs video check-in from the road.
Oh, yeah.
What
was that? What was that of?
That was when we were in Piss Alley.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Yeah. Piss Alley fucking ruled.
Delicious.
That was the best, like, blind food we ate the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then Hugo saying we didn't get a Horror Nights recap. We'll get there, man. I wanted to pull some footage, and we didn't get a chance.
Which,
so.
What? By the way, to tease, seems like this might be the best looking footage we've ever been able to obtain.
For sure.
Yeah, hopefully. I got to go through it. We'll see what we got. We should have some good stuff, though. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. We are just entering spooky season. But, yes, you can find more at showswhatyouknow.com. I host a TV podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows like The Sopranos. HBO just put a Sopranos documentary show out, which we will be discussing. We also discuss other shows. You can find it all at showswhatyouknow.com.
Yee, yee. Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, what's going on both in your life and in the world of Las Vegas comedy?
New relationship update. Still no relationship. Uh-huh. Single.
Boo!
But you can come to Stakeout on Thursday. I'm co-hosting on there. We're going crazy. We're going up. I'm getting $50.
Oh, shit.
And I'm on the ones and twos playing all the hits from Osaka, Japan. Osaka, 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 Osaka. other than that, fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, baby. My endorsement this week is the Hanshin Tigers.
Yes. Woo!
Go Tigers. Suck our dick, Giants. Just because you think you're better than us doesn't make you better than us. Tigers for life.
Hell yeah. We love the fucking Tigers. And I like I'm saying, they're not in first right now. But keep an eye on those Tigers, baby. You can never count them out. The reigning champs, they're not going to give up their crown without a fight.
How often does the team with the best record go into the playoffs and win it all?
Yeah, very true.
Almost never.
So keep an eye out.
Almost never.
Keep an eye out on a Oyamna. Oyamna.
Yeah, Nakatano, baby.
My boy, Oyamna.
I'm going to go to Nakatano Plaza.
On that... I'm Jim.
And we're them.
Now we're out.
Word.